Healing starts with you. You have to choose that you want to actually thrive in your life. And that starts with investing in yourself. I offer a 4-week commitment to start your healing journey. Yes, this is a commitment. It's a commitment to yourself, to the life that you want to see become a reality, and to a healthier way of living. It includes private coaching sessions with me. It requires you to do weekly homework tailored specifically to what you are going through in your journey, and also access to my 9-week online course. If you're feeling like you're stuck in something you can't get out of, this is the first step towards happiness. Sign up today on my website in the links below.
Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for joining me this week. Let's get into narcissism this week, and let's talk about this fake persona, false self, this mask that this person will wear. What I want you to understand is the mask that a narcissist wears is really just a defense mechanism. It's a way to protect themselves from you not viewing them in the way that they want to be viewed. And it also is a form of them being able to control and manipulate other people. There are really a lot of reasons why a narcissist has a fake persona. They have a deep fear of rejection for who they really are. They don't even really know who they are. Having a false self really means that I can be who I think you want me to be. And I think that that will get me some admiration. It'll give me validation. It'll make me feel like I'm enough. So they will create this persona that is confident and charming and capable and all of these things as just a way to basically be something that they're not already. Everything that you think this person just is just them playing a character. And it's really hard for people to understand that concept because most people don't walk around not being their authentic self. Maybe they don't really know their authentic self, but they're not too far away from it. Whereas this person has absolutely no idea who they are, what they stand for. They're just constantly playing characters for the different people in their lives. And of course, all of this boils down to having really low self-esteem, having a real hatred for themselves, and not even having good and healthy self-talk. So when none of those things are kind of working in your favor, you're going to play a character. You don't know who you are. You're going to conform and you're going to mirror other people and other personalities to just try to fit in. A narcissist will always, always have a mask and have this false sense of self because it allows for their two favorite things, control and manipulation. If I can manipulate you, then I can control you. If I can control you, then I can get what I want. If I can control you, then I don't have to feel anything uncomfortable because you're conforming to my ideals, what I want, and that makes me feel powerful. Now, the problem is that a lot of people have absolutely no idea that they're being manipulated. They think they're in a loving relationship. They have no idea that this person is inauthentic, not real, that everything that they're doing that they think is loving and kind and thoughtful is really just a tit-for-tat game. I didn't know that for years in my relationship, that everything was just a calculated move to get really what this person wanted. The mask also allows this person to mimic empathy. So this is huge because the number one thing across the board that you hear with narcissism is the lack of empathy. And don't get me wrong, some narcissists completely lack it and it's very obvious. Some are overt, some are covert, but it is, and this is really where people can get tripped up and get very frustrated with themselves, especially coming out of these relationships, because they're trying to find, what did I miss here? Because it looked like this person was having empathy with me. I cannot tell you how many times I've been on the phone with someone and someone has said, I thought this person had empathy. Like literally they were showing me empathy. But remember, showing empathy when it benefits them, appearing to be caring when it suits their agenda. They really know how to fit their behavior towards the expectations that are around them. So they're not like oblivious to the fact that they're in a situation or having a conversation that is serious, that would require understanding, but they're not giving you understanding. They're just mimicking understanding. The emotional component, which is connection, is missing. So what you're getting is superficiality, and what you're getting is a lack of connection with this person. Now, the problem is if you don't realize that that's what's happening, then you're going to think that this person is loving and caring. And also, if you don't really understand what is empathy look like and how should it feel in a relationship, then you won't be able to spot when it's actually not there and it's superficial. Wearing a mask is just another way of portraying success, intelligence. It's all about people looking at me in a certain way and me feeling powerful that then I can look down on everyone else. They really do strive, a lot of them really do strive at being an exceptional person, at being a leader, at caring what, how people think, you know, caring about what people think of them. So that is really their driving force. It is not coming from a genuine place. It's coming from a what do you think of me place. Wearing a mask also allows this person to hide their weaknesses and project this image of strength, of intelligence, of a person that is higher up, that is better in whatever area that you're talking about. The fear is always going to be that I don't want you to really see me because I fear rejection. I fear the criticism. I fear you not appreciating me. I fear you not being able to see me and love me. Now, here's the thing too. A person that plays a character constantly actually has no connection to themselves. So they're not consciously thinking this. They're not like, hey, I don't want you to see me because I'm so scared of vulnerability. None of those things are happening. They have just been bred to have this persona, to have this false image. And because that has been happening for so long, it's grown. This ego has grown into something that it was never before. But that unhealthy behavior has just reinforced this pattern of, I need to keep this mask on.
Hey guys, before we continue with this week's episode, I want to take a minute and talk about our sponsor, Prolon. Prolon is the only patented nutrition technology that is clinically proven to keep you in a fasting state while nourishing your body with food. The result of 20 years of research, this nourished fasting fine-tunes cells and supports healthy aging without the negative side effects that come with other types of fasting. The Prolong Reset is a one-day fasting kit that is designed to feed your body while keeping it in a fasting state. Included in the kit are soups, snacks, supplements, and teas so you can nourish your body and protect lean mass muscle. It induces your body to break down fat and use it as fuel. This was part for getting back on track after my vacation all summer. The Prolong shakes not only taste delicious, but have me feeling great since I started drinking them. You guys, these are here to help you burn fat, perform your best, and reap all the benefits of intermittent fasting without the hunger. I use these snacks between meals and have noticed a huge difference in my mood and energy level. Are you ready to take the step to support your health and well-being? Then head to www.prolongfast.com and use code StephanieLynn10 at checkout to get 10% off your next order.
Now, the goal is to obviously wear the mask, create this false persona, live in this space, and have this personality just live the rest of its life out. And I can conform and change into who I want to be. People ask me, is there ever a time where you actually can really see this person? Like, does this person know how to love? Does this person know how to connect? Does this person ever really feel? Now, this person is not like a psychopath where there is no ability to feel. They're not detached from feelings. They just know how to overgo them, not really sit in them. They don't process them in the same way that you or I would. So if they do feel anything uncomfortable, they can quickly get out of that space. There are times in certain relationships where you can see glimpses of their real side. But I want you to always remember that even those glimpses are usually calculated. There's a few instances where this person could possibly show you some real humanness. Usually in an intimate relationship in the early stages of dating, usually during the love bombing phase, you're going to see things like affection and charm, seemingly genuine emotions. And they do this, it's kind of like that showing of the empathy, and they do this to build a bond with you, to build a connection with you. We of course all know that the connection that they're trying to form is just there because they want to be able to manipulate you in the future by doing things like gaslighting and any type of emotional abusive tactic that they like to use that will allow them to manipulate you and control you. When there are things that do happen to this person in life, a significant loss, black or white failure, some kind of vulnerability in that way, you might have a moment where their guard is down and they can reveal true emotions, but they're not going to stay in those emotions for too long. Remember, it can also be a calculated move. They can also be doing this really to get to manipulate you, to control you, to have you give them empathy in some way. Now, wearing a mask can be really challenging if they're in an environment where you are making it very difficult for them to even wear the mask. When they feel threatened that you're not really believing this persona or this personality, or that you understand what's going on and you know the creature that you're dealing with, this is where it starts to get really difficult for them. This is where the fear of exposure becomes really real. This is oftentimes also where a discard, or I wouldn't say the discard, but I would definitely say the devaluing starts. So when the fear of exposure happens, where they can start to smell that you're onto them, where you're holding them accountable here and there, and you're making them responsible for their actions, then this is, again, like I said, this is where the devaluing happens, which then will lead to a discard. Remember, wearing a mask, it's actually, even though it's become part of them in some way, the mask is always different and it needs to change depending on the environment, the person, you're changing. Things do change and they can't keep the same thing going on over and over again. It does require a lot of energy and a lot of effort. It makes it even harder when their true traits, which is the arrogance, the lack of empathy, the entitlement, all of those things, when those things really start coming to the surface, it's not going to mirror what it was that you were portraying to be. So when those things start happening and their real self, those traits start to come up of like, I really don't care. I just want what I want. When that selfishness appears, it does make it really difficult for this person to continue on with the same game. Now, if they're with someone who either cannot see that or doesn't want to see it and is just willing to kind of put their head in the sand, then they're going to stay with that person and that person's going to get abused. Narcissists are actually very, very sensitive. So when criticism happens, holding them accountable, they oftentimes don't know how to deal with how they feel. This is usually where they might become kind of enraged. This is where the narcissistic backlash can happen because they can't portray that same image time and time again, because they're continuously being triggered and they don't know how to deal with their emotional triggers. I hope this helped you to understand that wearing a mask for them is actually more difficult than you think. There's never a real true sense of self within this person. They don't know who they are. They fear rejection. There's a deep sense of insecurity. And there are times where you will see real emotion come out of this person, or you will see their true self come out, because they cannot continuously play a character forever. I have literally, whether it's own personal experience or ever spoken to someone that can honestly say that this person stayed exactly the same and was this person for an extended period of time. It is impossible to do that unless that really is who you are. And they're not really this character that they're playing. And you start to see that when those cracks start to form within them, and you start to see the arrogance come out, and you start to see the selfishness, and you start to see the tit for tat being played. So I hope it helped you to kind of understand this mask. Hopefully you even have learned at this point what it looks like and how to be aware of it. I think the biggest thing to always go off of is, honestly, and it sounds really simple, but it's not always the easiest thing, is going off of your intuition. When you are healed, your intuition is your best friend. When you are wounded, you will always be led by your fears and insecurities. Hope you guys have enjoyed. I'll see you next time.